Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
For a body like that, it's a good damn thing. I don't mean what you say.
Yes. Hey, body beautiful.
Oh, hey, that's me.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to Race Chaser Classic, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
What My name is Alaska. What is yours?
Hello, I'm Willa.
My name's Alaska from season 5 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah. Who won that
Proudly
season?
Proudly representing your season 5, RuPaul's Drag Race alumna from the final 3. My name is Alaska, hailing from the great state of Pennsylvania.
How did you do that to your voice?
I'm from Pennsylvania. That's our natural speaking voice. This is all fake. This is all fake. My whole life.
No, not everything. I've been watching you on the television, and you are remarkably like the same. You're like the same person from back then.
Okay.
I mean, I think
that as a compliment.
Like personality wise, not like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I didn't know you on the show, I don't think, really. But you seem consistent.
I strive to be, but I also have grown a lot, and I also have grown up a lot, and
better wigs.
Yes, definitely
different
better wigs.
Different wigs.
Right. I mean, there's something there.
That wasn't there before, and that's for sure.
I want to take a second to talk to you about Juvederm. Juvederm XL.
Now, this is the RuPaul roast, so don't get the Juvederm too close to the roast.
Go to Juvederm.com/drag. No, we wish. Okay, and if anyone knows a rep or anyone who wants to have them as an official sponsor, we would be happy to try it out if we had to.
Or Restylane, or like Sunoco, or Exxon, Valdez, like... Whatever feels creamy that day and smooth, nothing chunky.
Yeah, no. Get out the rolling pin.
Otherwise, we'll have to get the hair dryer and the rolling pin.
Roll the sill. Why don't you tell us what happened in last week's episode?
Last week, the girls did their makeup in the dark, and then they did Can I Get an Amen with the Where My People Ats. Miss Coco thought that there was bamboozlement afoot with Detox doing the assignments. Mm-hmm. Ivy won. Coco and Jade had to lip sync. Jade went home. And Michelle offers the sage advice that clicks are bad. No.
Clicks are dangerous.
And reads Jinx on the runway for her mismatch of looks. But after the lip sync, Coco stays to fight another day. And honestly, this just feels like they're gearing up to a Coco Alyssa face-off. Most of the season, now that it's down to this, it's, you know.
It's mounting to that, definitely.
Yeah. The lipstick message from Jade reads, go for it.
Cheers to my fish fabulous and fierce sisters. I love you, Jade. The Jade of it all, gone but not forgotten. We love Jade Jolie very much.
Yes.
We're chatting in the workroom afterward, and Coco and Alaska have not won any challenges yet. And Alaska is struggling with being a supporting character, and she wants to be Alaska. She doesn't want to be part of Alaska Talks.
Yeah, so when you walk into the workroom, I mean, this was basically your resignation from Alaska Talks, and then the next day...
I served papers.
Y'all walked in, and I mean, I thought it was 2 weeks, but you wouldn't even say Alaska Talks the next day. You didn't even give them the 2 weeks. You just said,
no,
I'm done.
No, I didn't.
As
I
per said, my last circle back, that. Bitch.
Listen, I, you know, I've always been told as an actor, I take direction very well. And the directors of the show were telling me, don't do that shit. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, we're not going to do that shit.
You, I take directions very well.
Yes.
Is that a Jade Jolie laugh? Oh, my God. You're so... it's crazy.
Is it four?
I think it's three and then a lilt on the end.
Can you play it?
It's four.
Four total.
Three and a half.
I think it's incredibly telling that they tell you to do one thing and then you do it the next episode and, you know, you reap the rewards of it, which you'll see later if we ever get past this fucking timer or this first section. So this first video message of the day comes from RuPaul and it says...
Hey, queens, it's feeding time. So if you've got beef, it's time to start slinging sass and serving insults. But never, ever let them see you choke. Squeak, squeak.
Oh! I didn't expect to see her here.
I know. RuPaul walks right into the workroom, and we get a mini challenge today. One of the best mini challenges there is... this was before Betsy DeVos was in charge, so the library was open.
She was very open. This is one of the funniest reading challenges. You had a lot of strong girls, and even the unstrong girls were still funny. Detox reads her best friend the only way that a best friend could, and calls Roxy Boxy Mandrews. She celebrates her weight loss. She gives her sister props, and then she says, "But no," which is what every sister should do.
It's how it always works best. It's like compliment, eviscerating read,
twist.
That's always the best way to do it. Coco for Alyssa, she just says, "Alyssa Edwards, never mind," and that really that says it all. Really,
shorter, louder, shorter, everything.
Yeah,
Ivy said that Coco is using Tang for her highlight.
Yeah,
which Tang is just such a good comedy word. Tang.
Ivy was really nervous; like her voice was like wavering as she was saying
bless.
It. Like it was an accurate read, but I think if she backed it up a little more, it would have been stronger.
Yeah, you have the wonderful way of calling Detox underage parts. You said it's something
all her
illegal.
Moving parts.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe that's a Joan Rivers joke. I don't know. I mean, I steal everything from everywhere, but I think that's a Joan Rivers joke or a takeoff of a Joan Rivers joke. And then I say, Alyssa Edwards, Miss Gay US of it. Oh, wait, never mind. Which was like, this was still so sensitive to Coco and Alyssa.
When did that happen to them? 2005? 2004?
I don't know, but it was still very sensitive. It was like, they were allowed to talk about it, but none of the other girls were allowed. We were not allowed to talk about it. So that really got the room going, the fact that I went there with her.
You really, really went there.
Oh, yeah. She really, really went there. Can you believe she said that to me?
Were there any reads that didn't make the cut that you thought were especially amazing?
Yeah, I was really proud of all of my reads. I can't remember any, but I think there's like, I think they might
can't
be on
remember.
YouTube. I think there might be like additional clips on YouTube. So maybe we can like dig that up and post that. Because I was very proud of my reads.
Miss Gay America was 2010.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I think it was kind of recent, right?
They filmed in summer of 2012, y'all filmed. So
it was pretty fresh.
2 years,
I mean,
yeah.
There was already another
girl in The Crown.
Yes, but they obviously hadn't fully, you know, put it behind them. As
I think it's hard for a drag queen to move past drama without fighting about it first. At least a couple of good brawls on television.
Well, if there's a camera crew, it's our responsibility to fight about it.
Agreed. The winner of the mini challenge is Alaska Thunderfuck.
Oh my gosh.
What did you win? You won the right to choose the running order for the Maxi Challenge show.
Yes, which I was then penalized for my choices. So I guess,
the walk around them saying, well, you have a lot of blah, 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 blah. It's so stupid.
But this Maxi Challenge, this is a fantastic Maxi Challenge. It's the RuPaul Roast, sponsored by Absolute Vodka, Absolute Outrageous, Citron Mandarin. They make the world a fruitier place. And RuPaul says no one is safe at a roast, and we have to come up with jokes that are about RuPaul, but also the judges and all the other divas. And we get a coaching session with Nadia Ginsburg, Devin Green, and Bruce Vilanch, all fabulous guests.
Yeah,
we were
funny.
So juiced and excited about this.
Yeah.
Truly.
I mean, everybody's done Devin Green's Welcome to My Home at some point.
Oh, it's a staple.
Yeah.
And Nadia is known for doing her Cher, her Madonna.
Her Golden Girls pop-ups. Like, she's all over town doing stuff, being funny.
Yeah,
on
she's
things.
Legitimately so fucking hilarious. And Bruce Vilanch is just, you know, comedy writer to the stars and
I hear he
Hollywood
does Bette
Square.
Midler's tweets, and that's why she's funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard once.
I want someone to do my tweet.
So this running order, you put yourself first, which I mean makes sense because you're such a great opener. Did you have pre-planned stuff? Like, did you have a book of jokes that you brought with you when you came there?
You know, I didn't, but once I sat down and like started writing it, it sort of came really easily, but I didn't go into it with any bits written. Like, I know a lot of the girls nowadays, they go in with, all right, I have a rap about myself pre-written, so whatever they give me, I can just plug it in if I, you know, which is smart. I did not have any of that. But, you know, we did a good job with it. I put myself first, and as I was watching it, I was like, it's actually kind of, in this setting, it is kind of an advantage because you don't have to worry about that, oh, the other girls did a joke that was similar to mine, so, like, I can't do that joke now.
That's true.
Which happens anytime. You know this. You've done roast, and I was just sitting there. I think it was the Heclina roast. And I was last in the lineup, so I was just, oh, well, there's one. Okay. Oh, can't do that one. Somebody just... So it is kind of good to go first, but why don't we take a break and we'll see how this turns out.
Okay.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Got it. Well, we come back and we see Alyssa Edwards is really cracking herself.
A young Don Knotts.
She is
an Apple Bottom gang.
The star of her own hilarious one woman comedy hour.
And that one woman comedy hour is already in syndication in her head. That's how wonderful it is.
Yeah.
She is cracking her shit up and
oh girl, I can't do this.
She says the joke, oh, and it's not a joke because jokes have structure and format. This is
and are funny.
Yeah, usually they have an element of humor. This is more of an observation.
Yeah,
which she delivers amusingly.
From the cracked out nights in your early career to the cracking of your voice at every live performance.
The gag that she would say that to RuPaul, even as a joke, and then say, and these fucking judges, this is the best you can get. And then they give her her own show.
And well, Detox and I just look at Alyssa, we're like, just stone-faced.
Oh, Detox's eyes said everything. Everything it needed
girl,
to.
How does the music sound when they underscore this?
The goofy.
The hapless.
The goofy, curious Dumbo music. Yeah.
100%. The walkthroughs is actually helpful because Michelle takes no prisoners and leaves no man left unturned. And she looks beautiful. And she's giving good advice.
Does.
She's saying, this isn't funny. Blah, 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 blah. She did tell you that your move to put yourself first wasn't the best idea.
Are you trying to be Miss Congeniality or?
I mean, I don't know if she's ever done a lineup.
And at the Blue Moon, I always opened the show. So it was,
I like going first too. So you can get drunk, change your hair by the end, instead of rushing to put on a little turning outfit for curtain call. Put me first. Go ahead. I don't give a fuck.
First impression, it sets the tone. I mean, if I was trying to be strategic about it, I probably could have put Jinx first.
And
she
better
would have
wigs.
Been a great opener.
Mm-hmm.
And then put myself, like, you know, after Alyssa.
Oh, yeah. Jinx's opening at Haters Roast was always really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
usually,
you know,
like 37 minutes, too.
I was trying. Right. Exactly. That's the whole first act. I was trying to be judicious with everyone, and I was trying to be fair, and I honestly liked going first, so that's why I put myself there.
New drag name, Judy Dishes.
Judy Dishes.
So the auto-tune is obviously like a running theme joke through this. Roxy was talking about it, and Michelle says, well, you gotta listen, if someone else doing that, why is it funny? And she's trying to pull the jokes out of Roxy. But it's not working so much. And Ivy's struggling too.
Your page is empty.
Literally. So, like,
so what, you're going to make fun of RuPaul's amazing gowns? That's not funny. Sewing is not funny. Sewing jokes are not going to work.
And you think if, like, and when the pressure gets on, asking me the same question, what's funny? Tell a joke, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to come any quicker. Like, why are you still here? Go talk to another bitch and then circle back, honey. Like, I wish Ivy just would have said, honey, what do you want from me? You know I'm going to go home in an episode or two.
Fuck. Michelle debates with Alyssa about what reading is versus what a joke is.
Mm-hmm.
And Alyssa doesn't really, Alyssa just wants to say rude things to, you know, to the dais.
When she's awake. Oh.
But it has to have like some kind of zing and humor to it, which I don't think she was fully like getting there.
I think she grasps that comedy comes from pain, but she doesn't know why. And if you don't know the why, like,
right.
It's just painful for the audience who's right. trying to enjoy comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michelle, and, go ahead.
Well, Jinx is having a nap. She's having a narcoleptic episode. And Roxy is letting her sleep. She's like, sorry, girl.
I went to dinner with Shangela once and she fell asleep at the table and I just let her sleep. I took pictures.
It's we'll hard post to that be on out
Race
there.
Chaser Pod. Yeah, don't try to fall asleep or get a moment's notice away from the dolls at all. We will mm-hmm. get you. We will get you and got you very quickly.
Get y'all together.
Did the coaching on the main stage offer you any insight into your performance that day? And was it the same day or was it later that day? Sorry, was that was the same day.
It was the same day, and yes, it was fantastic. I mean, these are three great comedic minds, and I don't think they were doing the thing where it's like they have an earpiece in that telling them to give this person a hard time or that or whatever. I think they were just literally listening to our material and saying, okay, that kind of works. You could take this farther, and that's a great resource. These three comedic individuals, it was a gift to get to do that.
Love gifts.
Coaching session. Ooh, give me your gifts.
Back the in coach, the work.
Right, back in the workroom.
Roxy's going crying. Roxy's crying. They told her thing didn't work. Nothing worked. And she's got to rewrite her whole thing. Which may be the reason she was relying on the notes so heavily the next day in the performance. But we'll get to the next day when we get to the next day. Yeah. So the next day, Coco.
Wait, can you break down writing a roast joke?
Yeah,
you both do it very well.
Yeah, you my. I don't have a specific formula, but I try to think of the person, and then mm-hmm. I try to think of the most like general thing about them, and then I try to go in the different direction and something funnier, more minute that'll like make like maybe 20 people guffaw instead of like 100 people titter. Because like I'd rather have a really funny weird joke that makes a lot of people really laugh than like a general one that like everybody's going to be like, you know, making a fat joke about Ginger. But like if you make a joke about like her back hair, that's different, you know, because less people do that. So I try to do that, and then I try to like twist it to make it like funny, and then the last two or three words is where the joke usually lives for me.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it. Yeah, it is like a structure. It's like algebra, kind of. It's like you have to say the words in the proper way so that the funny part mm-hmm. hits toward the end, because you don't want to give away the funny part as part of the like setup, like explanation. Yeah.
I think Leslie Jordan says it right, that music, that comedy is music, and you either hear it or you don't.
Yeah.
And I would have liked him in this session too, but like, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think about Coco, Reed, and Jinx? Because for this, it's like, I read girls that I'm comfortable with, not like new bitches I just met. And this, for Jinx and Coco, they're not friends. They're like coworkers who are friendly. But like for Coco to just start in on Jinx, and then for Alyssa to be like, oh, let me get it. Let me co-sign on this with Miss Coco. Like Alyssa jumps for the chance to like, you know, be the henchman.
I think it's starting to become apparent that Jinx is not going anywhere. She is a deep contender in this competition, and I think the other girls were starting to feel threatened, and so we start to see this growing like narrative of like, oh, Jinx is conniving, she's pretending like she's not good but she's actually really good, and she's sneaky and she's like sneaking around and like, and which I know Jinx really well, and I don't think that she has that duplicitousness in her nature. I think she's very vulnerable, and she was going through this just like everybody else. But
I will say that the older girls are attacking all the younger girls. First it was Serena, who deserved it. Then it was Jade, and then it was Jinx. It's like these older girls do feel threatened by these young girls, some of them rightly so, I think so.
Yeah, and Jinx was definitely a threat, but we're starting to get this, like,
threat to herself with that nose contour.
Well, but regarding Jinx's makeup, her makeup in from this episode is stunning. So she looked at herself on the monitor for Can I Get an Amen, and she said, ooh. And she went to, and like her makeup was stunning on this episode and the next episode. So like she's, she took the note and she's getting herself together.
Speaking of stunning, Rue on the runway. Can we talk about that now? Because she does this every season. She sees one girl's outfit and then she says, do that for the promo, but a little different and a little better. She did it to Raja. She saw Raja in season 3.
Spacewoman.
Took
outfit.
It for season 4 promo. In season 4, she saw a snake dress, one-shouldered, on Sharon. Definitely inspired the season 5 look here. In season 6, she saw Courtney in a holographic August Getty dress. Season 7, she wore it on the finale. I feel like it happens.
Yeah.
And what a compliment, because like, but I don't like that one strap that RuPaul has holding up the other side of it. And I know you have to like cover up the titty.
But
I've seen what you wear this season. I don't think you have a leg to stand on for this one right now, darling. Like now you got it together, but I don't think we need your opinion on this part. We can go to the next part where you're a contestant.
The point is RuPaul looks amazing.
She does.
The hair is just that swept back all the way. It's very snake. The whole thing is, I mean, the hair is reminiscent of a cobra's hood.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I like it. For sure. We get a great judging panel. We have, of course, Michelle and Santino with his no drag knowledge having ass. But also Leslie Jordan and Jeffrey Pass Around Party Bottom Moran. The czar, the image czar of absolute outrageous.
Jeffrey Papped Moron. So the dolls are coming in for this roast. And who do we have at the top but Alaska Thunderfuck herself? You open the show. Did they give you a time limit or did you just go and figure it out? Did they say keep it a loose 4, tight 2?
There was definitely like a time frame, but there was no like timer for us. But speaking of timers, we have to go on break. So why don't we get into it when we come right back?
See, I only saw the zeros. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Zero to hero, an all-time flat. Great smile, the girls went wild with
We are the muses.
And they make you stand up there?
Yeah, girl. Well, they had us standing while the divas walked into the center to do their set. Standing? Well,
I think it makes sense because then you could like point out who the jokes are about for the people, because otherwise they don't know, because like this the audience.
Give us a stool, Tina. Come on. We can stay on the stage like that. I don't have a problem with, but standing?
The standing was weird. Yeah, it felt like y'all should have been seated off the side or sitting.
It's but wacko.
Was the audience made up of an actual audience or was it crew members? I saw Theron. I think it's a little of both.
We also had a really great close-up of Chanel in there.
Perillo?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I think it's like... They get the crew and they get their, you know, and I think a few close friends. I hardly think it was like they do now where it's like a casting call for like extras kind of thing. I don't think it was that. I think it was just people who worked on the show. Alaska opens the show. She is great and funny. That's what the notes say. So thank you. I thought so too.
Did they show most of your set?
No, they cut so much out. And I, you know, I was in the safe zone this week, so they really weren't going to show a lot. But I think, again, there might be some extended jokes out there. Some little jokes here and there. There might be some more out there.
Miss Roxy, I feel like they're merciful in not showing a lot, but what they do show is not comedy. And it's unfortunate because I love her and stuff. So how much of her did they actually show?
She did not like my introduction where I say Roxy with three X's, just like her dress size. She was like,
oh, did she tell you that?
No, but you could just tell. She was like, oh, and thank you, you weird, sad, gross, less talented version of your husband. anyway, like,
hate it, bitch.
Whoa. I mean, again, not untrue, but also just unfortunately not funny.
It is untrue. He's not your husband.
We were never legally married, darling.
Coco came out and does this character, and it's wonderful. It's like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. She's a natural.
Yeah, she's an entertainer. This is what she does.
So funny. The jokes were so fucking hilarious. I mean, the gay
I've never seen RuPaul's
Pee-wee
face
Herman.
Move that much.
Right, the gay Pee-wee Herman, the fucking
Katrina,
the Hurricane Katrina joke, which, and I don't know. We can discuss whether roasts are a thing of the past at this point, but in roasts traditionally, this is a place where you really can talk about some dark shit that you don't talk about anywhere else. You can say the meanest shit, and you can talk about things like Hurricane Katrina in a joke, and it, you know, and then you move on to the next thing. And Coco nails it. She knocks it out of the park. Jinx also does a really, really great job. Again, she's a natural when it comes to this type of format.
Ivy's roast feels more like a braise. A slow braise.
Yeah.
Delicious, but not exactly what you ordered if you're going for, like, you know, the Wellington or something.
It wasn't cooked through. It was just blowtorched to give it a little texture.
I have a question about Miss Alyssa Edwards, and maybe you can answer it. Was the feedback in the mic, was that there, and was she doing it, or did they add that in post? Because it seemed very loud for that actually to be happening.
I don't think the feedback was happening, but we do talk about it in Untucked, and we're, I think they just turned off the mic because she was getting too close to it, and it was becoming an issue. She's really eating that fucking microphone.
She's bent down like a hunchback, talking into the mic like it's a drive-through window with one speaker and a clown mouth.
And it wasn't good. The jokes didn't really land and didn't really go anywhere, and it didn't really. And she also just couldn't speak into the microphone, which was unfortunate. Detox has fucked too much.
But I understand that and all, but like, really, you're going to be offended by fuck when this bitch is, but yet you applauded this bitch for having her ass crack out the week before? Like, pick your battles. Detox was hilarious. She has the best joke, in my opinion, because Katrina's hard to joke about, but so are some. The best joke that they showed, I think, Michelle and RuPaul enjoying together, the thing about the showgirls, much like Naomi Malone, you rely on the talents of your black friend. Like, it makes you think, because everybody loves showgirls, and then you realize Michelle only has a job because of RuPaul having a show right now.
Yes.
So, and I'm not saying anything bad about Michelle, but it's just funny because that's where your mind goes, and then you're like, it's like a double joke at the expense of one person, yet the other person laughs because it's about them.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. I like it.
Yeah. Detox.
But you were really funny.
Detox is hilarious. And the thing is, like, and only if you really, like, know Michelle Visage very well is you know that she and RuPaul bond over the movie Showgirls. It's like one of their favorite things. They reference it constantly on the show. But that's like, the best roast things come from people you know really well. And so they can really, something so specific like this can really be the biggest payoff. And we definitely saw that. And just the fact that RuPaul entrusted us to do a roast was very like mutually so respectful. Like, because RuPaul was like, I'm going to literally give you license to read me the house down. You queens, go for it. And that was really, really fierce. And this was a really fucking fun.
It's something that actually happens in our community. And it's a working, like, it's something that would pertain to our careers too. It's not like some like bullshit, jump in a water tank and set you on fire.
Right. As far as the looks, this was, the look was just us walking out to the podium and standing there. There wasn't a separate runway walk. I liked my look. It was a simple black dress.
Michelle likes it. She says that it's good to see a new look from you on the runway. I guess this is the first time you showed your knees or something?
She wants to see a new look. She's saying that she's getting bored with the same fucking silhouette every fucking time.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Anyway, Ivy looks great as well. She's in the green sequins. And Michelle compares her to a cardboard cutout. Wow. Fuck.
Is that bad or good?
I think it's,
I don't even know.
In this sense, it's bad.
Oh. Jinx gets props from Michelle for her look, and she was funny and great.
Yeah, Jinx is starting to pull the look together.
It's weird. It was this when RuPaul started talking or stopped talking much, because all these things are from Santino or Michelle or the other judges. Ru hasn't said much this episode at all.
Oh, yeah. RuPaul likes to... She can say more with just a simple look or a than she does by giving her own. She doesn't really give her own critiques at all. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she gets paid by the word anyway, so she's probably good on that. She ain't trying to enunciate for everybody's nickels. Detox, what are you holding that up for?
Well, because they don't walk the runway, so I'm trying to give you a visual.
I know what Detox looks like. She was wearing my goddamn belt. That seafoam belt was mine.
Wow.
And she still wears it. And every time I'm like, girl, that career was made on that belt. That belt is everything. True. And it did not look good on me because I couldn't get it in a tight enough hole to make my waist look smaller. Mm. Does that make sense? So I gave it to her. She looks great in it.
She
it's
does.
Cute for her. And this velvet burnout suit.
Yeah, it's very you, honey.
She's very gorge.
Alyssa, they say she was gorgeous, but unfortunately she tried too hard. It was boring, it was humiliating, it was uncomfortable to watch. Michelle thought the dress was a prom dress, and Leslie says, but she's beautiful, I don't care.
I'm sure, like, Leslie has seen her out and about in Dallas somewhere, you know? That's where... He's a Texas boy. He can recognize a Texas queen.
Yeah.
The judges thought that Coco's performance and look were amazing, and it was a great idea. Give it a character. That's what Coco does.
Was her look a reference to something? I know the hair was very Rihanna of that kind of time period, but
Rihanna,
I feel like...
Rihanna wore a wig like that in S&M for a second, but it had fruit in it, and it was like David LaChapelle.
Okay.
But I don't know what it was referencing. Rihanna did do a gold kind of look like this, maybe, but like Santino's comment about like her root showing, adding to the humor of the character. It's like, I don't understand how roots think that are like, what are you trying to say, Santino?
And the roots were barely showing.
Yeah, it's like a shadow root.
She looked really stunning. And the characterization was hilarious, and she really fucking crushed it. And she looked great. It wasn't one of those, you know, sometimes they tell the girls, do a comedic look, and then they, like, you know, wear a fat suit. And they're like, now I'm funny. But she was like a heightened character, but she was still, like, really pretty and gorgeous. Roxy,
Speaking of pretty and gorgeous.
Right. They say Roxy's pace was slow. The jokes weren't funny. And her hair needed to be bigger for her high-end dress.
Yeah, Santino said that. So apparently now he does hair, too. There's one thing. If he wants to talk about a dress, go ahead. But, like, Roxy looked fine. Like, leave her alone.
She looked perfect.
But you know what? This was his job. And you know what? He signed up for it. So we're allowed to give it. The safe girls are Alaska, Jinx, Detox, and Ivy. So y'all go and get a drink.
We do.
And the winner is Coco Montrese.
Yes, God. She wins a custom gown from Sequin Queen.
Sequinqueen.com.
And then we are gifted with this lip sync of lip syncs. It's the Alyssa versus Roxy Whip My Hair Back and Forth by Willow Smith. And we get... This is such a... moment when Roxy takes off her hair and reveals a long straight human hair underneath that.
It's the first wig reveal on the show, correct? Intentional wig reveal.
Yes, I believe so, because in the past it had always been, I'm just going to rip my wig off and just give it all I've got. And then that went out of fashion and it started to be like the kiss of death. If you took your wig off, you were going to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. So this is like an inversion of that. And she takes her wig off and reveals this human hair that's just perfect for whipping back and forth. She crushes this lip sync.
I have a question. Did the wig reveal happen where they showed it happening in the song? Because it seemed to happen in a weird spot, like the second line in or something. And they don't show the whole song. And there's like a jump cut. So I feel like that wig reveal would have happened the first time after, or like during the build up to the chorus. And where they put it, it's weird and choppy.
I'm not sure. I don't remember where it happened, but I think it was up toward the top of the song. It was like toward the beginning. And I remember we were all backstage, and usually there isn't, I think it was during lunch, because we had received our critiques and Roxy knew she was in trouble. And mm-hmm. Roxy went over and she got that fucking long hair and put it on underneath. And then she secured the wig she was wearing with two bobby pins on either side of her face so that she could easily take it off. I remember her like getting it ready. But there, before you lip sync, there is not a designated time where you get to like change your clothes or zhuzh this or that. So she pulled a stunt by doing that, and it really, really paid off.
Thank God. It's a great lip sync.
Bye. We're gonna take a break.
Oh yeah, we're on a break now. So I was talking his dick.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
She came from Seattle with a dress and a dream.
The sleeper fan favorite and champion of season 5, Jinx Monsoon.
Here to take us on a journey with her opinions, memories, and thoughts on season 5.
Let's find out what Jinx thinks.
Tell us, Jinx. Tell us about the narcolepsy.
We'll be right back after this nap.
How did you feel about the editing around it and your whole journey with that going in there?
Well, I mean, I feel lots of ways about it. I don't know if you know this, but I often have lots of feelings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here's the bottom line. Everything you see on reality TV is both real and stylized at the same time. Like everything is both real and what you say it is, and also this like hyper stylized, hyper fantasized version of it. Yeah. So, do I have narcolepsy? Yes. Did I fall asleep during the recording and during stressful moments? Yes. Is every time I'm asleep on camera, every time I seem to be sleeping on camera, like, authentic and how it actually happened? No. There are plenty of tricks of editing, but that doesn't mean that there weren't also authentic narcoleptic moments. Okay, so narcolepsy isn't the way they depict it in movies and TV shows. There are certain people right. who do fall asleep, like, in a moment. They are the smallest portion of the narcoleptic population, and the vast majority of people have symptoms that are controllable. They're like, they interfere with your life, but they don't, you know, they don't happen the way you see it in Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. So there are moments where it's like I would be in my confessional. They'd tell me they were changing the battery and I would kind of relax and then I'd fall asleep. And then they've changed the battery and they've started filming again. So they're just filming me asleep and then they wake me up and then they can edit it together to make it look like I fell asleep in the middle of a sentence. So is it real? Yes. Is it also a little played for the camera? Absolutely. That's just reality TV. It's true for anything anyone talks about on reality TV. If you talk about being sober, we have to see a relapse or we don't believe you.
Well, I'm here to deliver. Authentic narcoleptic, Jinx Monsoon.
I mean, the other way you show you're sober is, this is my favorite. I don't even know if Max was sober, but when Max was on her season, every time they walked in for Untucked, she would go, "Ooh, this is my drink. It's water."
My God.
Wow.
That's how you do it on reality TV.
I just talk about Double Safe, talk about Lisa Edwards.
I just talk about
dragon thing.
Talking about wearing wigs under wigs. I don't know much about clothes.
Love my wigs by Marco.
Right.
What do you think? Okay. About this Double Save. I don't know where to start. The beginning's a very good space to start.
Well, because, okay, so Roxy has a breakdown after the lip sync, but before the determination that they're both staying.
Okay.
So let's discuss Roxy's breakdown first. Roxy reveals, and she talked about this a little bit in Untucked, but I think this was like the beginnings of, like, she reveals that she never really cried this out. Like, she says that she never cried about being left at a bus stop when she was 3 years old with her sister by her mother, which is like an extremely traumatic, like, thing to happen to you at a really early age. And she never
bottled it up for all those years.
Yeah. And this was her, like, really going through processing this. This wasn't, I never got the sense that this was like, oh, I'm going to throw in some story, you know, for the sake of the show.
Some girls do that.
Tears that you ordered from China. Is that who you were referring to? Yourself?
No, I wasn't. But if you think that was fake, I'm leaving the meeting. Girl, I'm an Emmy Award nominated actor and makeup artiste.
That's why I'm saying it wasn't you. Just, I think you took the note.
Well, now, back then, I sucked. No, that was real crying, I swear. But some other girls definitely do squeeze in some story right when they're getting eliminated. But right. I was crying for real.
Yeah, okay.
I'm deeply offended.
Well, Roxy was definitely really also going through this
real.
And yeah. really processing this. And it was really, really hard to watch because she had been such a close friend. But so that happened. And then RuPaul has a moment of vulnerability and says, you know, we as gay people, we get to choose our family. We get to choose who we're around. And I am your family. We are your family here. And I love you. And it was a very emotional day and a very emotional moment. There's a historic double save.
Yeah. This is definitely historic. Is it the first time? She sent two girls home early, so you all must have been predicting at some point it might be a double save too, right? Because that's how TV works.
It made sense after it happened, but I was not savvy enough to think, oh yeah, it kind of would make sense because there's a certain amount of episodes that have to be filled and there's a certain amount of queens.
Yeah. So
it does make sense. I was not savvy enough to think of that. We were all really, really shocked, especially since we didn't think that Alyssa won the lip sync. We thought Roxy won the lip sync.
That's the tea I've heard from other season 5 girls, but I choose not to talk about it anymore because I wasn't there and I don't want to look like I'm just shit talking Alyssa for fun. It's also for work. I'll shit talk for work. But
I'm not shit-talking Alyssa.
No. I wasn't accusing you of doing it. You were in the room. This is not shit-talking. This is your opinion on a matter where you were there. I, based on as a viewer not in the room, which is totally different, I did not think Alyssa should have been saved in this instance, mostly because a lot of the time that the camera showed her face was upstage. It was her getting the hat off. It wasn't how Roxy was like solid in her hair whipping and it was like controlled and she didn't look like she was hurting herself. Alyssa looked a little erratic and it wasn't as if both girls were doing the number and I had $1, Roxy would have gotten the dollar. I'm not saying Alyssa was doing poorly, but I'm saying Roxy did better in my opinion as a viewer.
Alyssa's performance was great, but it was more like when a song comes on that you like and you're in drag, so you go up and do an impromptu performance. Mm-hmm. Roxy's was the curtain opens. This is my song that I've submitted and I'm doing it. And I'm doing a complete performance with a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
So like both are entertaining to watch. Alyssa, okay, aside from the fact that her shoe broke off and was hanging on by a strap at the end.
She was on the floor most of the time anyway, so that's fine.
Right. Even that aside, Alyssa didn't fucking know the words to this song left, right, or sideways. And she was doing the penetration, which
facing upstage that time, huh?
She was always orientating herself upstage because she knew she didn't know the words. So we watching at the back, we were like, oh, this is Alyssa's stepping off point, but then you don't get the payoff of the Alyssa versus Coco. So ultimately, I'm glad that Alyssa stayed around.
Me too, for sure.
I was not happy at the time because I wanted it to be the top 6, but it was the top 7 still. So none of us were really happy about that at the time. But ultimately, for the purposes of the show, it was the right thing to do. And it was a very touching roller coaster of a day and a really great episode.
And a lesson to everybody, do not wear synthetic hair if you're trying to whip your hair. Human hair moves better.
Human hair moves better in wind as well. You always want to go that way.
But if you're doing the song and you can't get a full human unit, you can get a bag, a bundle, or whatever, mm-hmm. sew it into a synthetic wig and be Gucci, and then that'll have the movement at the ends but the structure at the top. I did not get a chance
Will
to watch... I didn't get a chance to watch Untucked this week because I had to cram some other stuff in me. What was your favorite moment from Untucked this week?
Let's see. I just watched this. Okay, so Alyssa... Okay, Coco's like, Alyssa, how dare you bring up me being a runner-up in a roast. And all of us are like, wait a second. It's a roast. Everything is on the table. You can't say this and this is off limits. So ultimately the girls decide, okay, we're going to lay this drama to rest once and for all. We're going to lay it to rest. So we all clink glasses and say, okay, we're never going to talk about it again. We're never going to talk about the Coco to Alyssa drama again.
And right after that lovely alcoholic toast, Jinx reveals her issue with her mom's alcoholism. Roxy tells the full story about her grandma taking her in and mm-hmm. her losing her mom at 3 and stuff. Roxy, Coco, and Alyssa all agree that Jinx is playing the radio. Can you tell everybody what playing the radio means? Because I want to see if it...
on but the radio.
That's an early song, isn't it?
To know if this means the same thing in your head as it means to me.
I don't know what that means. I think it means she's being insincere or not, you know, not being as she seems. Is the usage of it? I don't know. But Alyssa also says it on a different episode. She says RuPaul is not playing the radio. So I don't know what
not
this
playing
saying
around.
Means. Right. So maybe it's playing around. What do you think it means? I don't know.
In my head, it would go back to something like when they asked Marilyn Monroe, like, what she had on when she posed naked. I think she said the radio or, like, Chanel No. 5, like, something like that. But mm-hmm. if it's the radio, I don't really... To me, it just meant she is not... Jinx is playing the radio. Like, she's just telling people, like, things they want to hear. Like, the radio. Easy. Listening.
Easy listening.
Yeah, like it may not be true. It may not be anything groundbreaking. But right. Roxy does say something that is pointed. She says, well, if the challenge was to look beautiful, Jinx would be in the bottom two. Which we love Roxy for. We love Roxy being able to switch from you know, the underdog in tears to ugly.
But this is why the show is exciting, is because some episodes are going to be really favored towards some girls and some episodes are going to be really hard for some girls. That's why the show is exciting. So, yeah, I mean, and we see that Jinx does end up in the bottom later in the season for an episode that's all based on looks, point blank period. So Roxy is right.
You know, we as gay people, we get to choose our bottoms. We choose the bottoms that we're around. You know what I'm saying? I am your bottom. We are a bottom here. I bottom you.
I thought of you. And also, we get to look at pictures of ourselves as babies and we have to choose who's who, which is fun. That's always a fun little game to play.
Yeah.
To see what we look like before all the silicone.
Thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser Classic this week. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska. And we would love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe and take a moment to leave us a rating as well. 5 stars.
You can follow the dolls at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod.
Plus, bonus content is now available at patreon.com/Willem.
Willem.
It's pay to play, so just choose a video you like. There's plenty to choose from. Leave the coins on the dresser and hit the door. And you can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag
Race Chaser. And you can email us racechaserpodcast@gmail.com if you have anything pertinent or perky tits.
Yes, and we're in the home stretch of 2020, and we want to put together a best of 2020 from the podcast. So if you have any favorite moments from the shows this year, email us. Just send the episode title and the time code of any of the Wednesday or Friday episodes. And we already have our favorites, but we want to hear from you if there's anything you really want to hear in a roundup of the best of 2020.
We ask you to wear a mask and wash your hands and socially distance yourself and respect each other out in the world. Fuck Donald Trump.
That's right. And just because Biden won this election does not mean our social justice and political work is done. After the race, that's where the real work starts, okay? So this is just one step in a lifelong journey to make our world and our country a better place. So we thank you to everyone who voted. And if for some reason you didn't vote, there are runoff elections, there are midterm elections, primaries, and more, and you can always register to vote. And... she is not playing the radio.
Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.